Hello, this is episode... What is it again?
What do you mean, what is it again?
Eight of Chat with Matt. It's the 24th of February. I'm sorry we haven't done podcasts in 2 weeks. I couldn't just think of ideas. And today I haven't thought of ideas. This is just the podcast with no knowledge. Or, like, we don't know what... We haven't planned it, basically.
Brilliant, Matt. Brilliant. So we're just freewheeling, yeah. Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. So, So I think this is episode 8, is that right? I think it's episode 8. Tell you what. Let's do a live check right now, and we'll have a look at the Chat with Matt website.
Okay.
How do we get to the Chat with Matt website, Matt?
Go on Google or Safari or whatever and search in chatwithmatt.net. When you put Matt 1T and net in
no,
1T.
No, Matt's 2Ts.
What is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chat's 1T. Yeah, we've done episode 7, so we're on episode 8.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so last time, Matt, we did a T-shirt competition, didn't we?
Yeah.
We got some winners.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do.
Who?
So, Paul, our friend Paul, friend of the podcast, Paul. He's won a T-shirt. He was first one to get an answer in. So, Paul, send us your address.
What was the quiz again?
Anyway, it was just, all they had to do was like the podcast on iTunes and then send us a message. So Paul's done that. He's
but how do we know if they've done it?
Well, we can see the likes. Oh. So he's done that. So Paul, send us your address and we'll send you over a T-shirt. Just need your T-shirt size that you want and a colour. I think your choices are red, white, black, blue, purple, I believe.
I've got purple.
Yeah, Matt's got purple. So if you want a cool purple one, let us know and we'll sort that out.
Yeah, all the views get signed T-shirts.
Let us know if you want it signed or not. We can have Matt scribble all over it.
How dare you! How dare you!
Yeah. Nana's won one. She was the second person in.
Yay!
So Nana, she said she's would love a Chat with Matt podcast T-shirt. So
who's
Nana,
the third one?
You've won one.
Who's the third one?
Third one. Well, that's very interesting, Matt, because we waited a couple of days, but finally got a third one through. Hang on. Ooh, I've had a message. Let's check the message.
I think that was off Dan Snapes.
Was it?
Yeah, because it said Dan Snapes at the top.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, he must want... oh, it's my mate, Darren. He's... can't see his message actually. Oh no, it doesn't matter. Anyway, and the third one was someone who'd wrote in, who's never wrote into the show before.
Who was it?
A girl called Florence.
Is it the person that crashed here?
No.
Oh.
But it is a girl called Florence, and Florence, you've won a T-shirt too. You were the third person to write in, so round of applause. Send us your T-shirt size and address where you want it sent to, and we'll sort that out for you. So there's your three winners, Matt. So your first merch giveaway is up and running. So what are we talking about this week? Well, we've got a... what did we do on...
So that proves that we have... Oops, like, more people... listening to our podcast,
yeah.
Then we actually had messaging. Because, Paul, you have sent us the most messages, haven't
mm-hmm.
you? Nana's sent us about two.
And we've got this Florence who's she sent us one, so yeah, we'll sort that out. So it sounds like we've got some listeners here. So, anyway, what have we been doing this week, Matt? Tell us some exciting news. What's Matt been doing? Got a new chair, got a new gaming chair, didn't we?
Yeah.
And what can you tell us about that?
It tilts all the way back. like a sun lounger.
It's got a footrest.
Yeah, it's got a footrest.
What colour is it?
It's blue.
Right.
It can go up and down.
Would you recommend it as it's a gaming chair? It says. Would you recommend it for gaming?
Yeah, it's dead comfy.
Is it?
Yeah, but if you put there's like go dead like forward on it.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. We had it like dead like forward. It was like this.
Well then, don't put it dead forward.
I don't.
Right.
I like lie down on it sometimes when I'm watching TV in bed. On my chair, not in bed.
Alright, so you got your new chair. What else have you been doing this week?
We went to the Trafford. Did we?
Yeah, went to the Trafford Centre.
Oh yeah, we went to the Trafford Centre.
What were you doing
looking
there?
For a headset.
But well, more importantly than that, Matt, what did you do there? You went on the arcade.
Yeah, we went to the arcade. We won like loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of tickets. We didn't even get a bonus. Right, we were spinning this wheel thing. It stopped on a bonus and then moved on to the next one.
Yeah.
Like, no, it actually like stopped and then moved on to the next one.
Right.
Like, no, why couldn't you just stay there?
Well, I mean, like I say, these, what did you win with your prize money anyway, or your bonus prize? Right, you tell listeners what you won.
We won a
blinking heck, Matt. You can't be
magic.
Can't be that good a prize if you're having to think about it. That
magic kit.
Magic kit, right? Have you done any of the magic yet?
Yeah.
No, you haven't, have you? You have. You not once have you come running into me to say, "Hey, Dad, I've learnt this great new magic trick." I was expecting Matty Houdini to come running in at some point and tell me, you know, make something disappear or something. Where's your tricks, Matt?
You can make fake money.
You can make fake money?
Money, yeah. If you can hear drink noises, me and Dad have got a drink.
How do you make fake money?
It's very hot. I don't know, actually.
Well, it can't be that good a magic trick.
Can't you just cut, like...
I think it's got like a pretend note in it of something that done it.
Probably.
Yeah. So there you go. So there's your magic set.
Just keep this in mind. We have no knowledge whatsoever. We haven't even planned this. I just came to Dad and said, because we haven't made a podcast in 2 weeks, let's just
freewheel.
Yeah, let's just...
We're easy riding, aren't we, Matt?
Yeah, let's just...
We're just cruising.
If you run out of ideas, just do this. You'll find things. It's actually easier. I found it. Like, all 7 podcasts,
yeah.
It was hard to think of a thing. But, like, now I've not done... Like, I've not gone, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. It's actually pretty easier.
Right.
To, like, do.
So,
I don't know why.
So we were going to go to the cinema, weren't we, Matt?
Right.
And we didn't end up going. But what were we going to see?
Lego Movie 2.
Lego Movie 2, yeah. So we do need to go to the cinema and see that at some point.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, actually, what about this afternoon? You fancy it?
What, the cinema?
Yeah, let's go Lego Movie 2 and see it.
Yeah, but...
But?
Then we should have made this podcast after we saw Lego Movie 2!
Well, that's not good thinking and planning, is it? Because you could have done a review.
Should we make another podcast after this?
No. I'll tell you what we'll do. Is we'll do a prediction, Matt's prediction for the film.
Next week we're going to talk about it.
And then we'll see if it's as good as your prediction. So,
Matt,
what do you think the film's about?
Let me just say this first. This is something on YouTube that the people who made the Lego Movie 2 made. It's like this video goes like this. If you thought that Everything Is Awesome song was catchy, you will like this. This song's gonna get stuck inside your head. And there's a 10 hours version. Imagine that for 10 hours.
Well, it's just that going. This song's gonna get stuck inside your head for 10 hours.
Yeah, basically that.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just, this song's gonna get stuck inside your head. And then it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on and on and on until 10 hours finish.
Right. So, is that the film? I better not be in the film for 10 hours.
No, it's not like that. People just make, like, things like that.
Right.
They've made an Ali-A intro for 10 hours.
Okay. So, right, we're going to give it a score out of 10 here, and then we'll see if it actually matches your real score once you've seen the film. So what score are you going to give it based on what you've seen so far, trailers and stuff?
I'll give that song a 0. That's right. So annoying.
But the film?
An 8.
Ooh, Matt, what are you doing? You can't give it an 8. This is not like you. How could you give it an 8? Every other film you've ever reviewed, it's either been a 9 or a 10. And now you've just given an 8 out.
So? It's called Matt's Prediction, not Matt's Prediction. It has to be above 8.
Maybe all your predictions are 8s and then your actual verdicts when you've seen the thing are 9s. Maybe you'll give it a 9 once you've seen it.
Not necessarily. Yeah. I can't say it's hard.
Serily.
Celery.
No, not celery. You still saying celery. Oh, you know, I know why you're saying celery.
Why?
Because you're a big fan of vegetables and you want some celery.
No, that's all right.
So we heard it here on the podcast. Matt wants extra celery tonight.
If you say that one more time, I'm going to walk out of that room.
Out of the room?
Yes.
But you keep saying you love vegetables.
Stop!
Alright.
Stop it! I don't like vegetables. They're annoying.
How can they be annoying? They're delicious.
They're not
good for you and tasty. What's your favourite vegetable?
Cucumber.
What's your worst vegetable?
Everything. Apart from cucumber. Every single vegetable.
What about peppers?
I like peppers.
Ah, so there we go. So you do like peppers. You said everything else is horrible.
That's peppers and...
cucumber.
Yeah, and that's pretty much all the chilies. Vegetables you're getting. I like curry chilli. That isn't chilli in that way.
You mean chilli con carne?
Like through chilli. Not like a chilli pepper or whatever.
Alright, we'll sort that out for you then. And you might like celery too though.
No!
Have you tried it?
No, but I think it's the one which has a yellow, not yellow.
It's crunchy.
I always get yellow and white mixed up.
How can you?
I don't know.
Hey, that's, you know, celery.
So, like, you see, like, the white bit on your computer there, if that was there, I would go, that's yellow.
Alright. Well, you know celery. You remember the book George's Marvelous Medicine that we were reading?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that Granny says she sticks the caterpillars on, and then she swallows it down on the celery, and she says, and if you find a big juicy caterpillar in your celery, then it's really good and tasty. You just swallow it down quick. Would you fancy that? You don't fancy that?
I hate that book.
Great.
Well, if that grandma's listening, or the person who made that book, delete it! Well, delete that part, it's annoying.
The person who made the book is Roald Dahl, and he's not alive anymore, he sadly died. But he was a brilliant author. He was a brilliant author, he's done loads of great books.
Same as Daisy and William.
No, but Roald Dahl's done loads of great books. He's done James and the Giant Peach, The Witches.
This is going to be another, challenge.
Another segment.
Matthew has to name as many Roald Dahl books as he can.
Right, go.
No, like, any book.
What do you mean, any book?
Like, any book that
you can start with. That could be anything. That could be dictionary. Could be anything.
All the books that I know. Because I don't read that much.
Well, you should read more.
You don't.
I do read. I read all the time.
Yeah, and messages and that's it.
No, I read stories and articles. I read articles all the time at work.
I must miss that.
Well, I'm reading training manuals and technical manuals and journals.
Okay, we get the picture. You read.
I read. I do, although It's been a while since I read a book. Although, in saying that, I was listening to an audio book the other day.
That's listening, not reading.
It is slightly different. But I was listening to Michael Palin's Around the World in 80 Days. It's brilliant.
Right. Have you listened to it all?
Yeah.
Right.
It's about a man who has to get around the world, and he can only go by a car and boat, and he can't take a plane, and he goes to all the different countries.
Okay, let's just go back to name Matthew's Roald Dahl.
All right. Well, name Roald Dahl books then, Matt. Go.
Which is James the Giant Peach?
I just said that.
George's Marvelous.
And I said that.
Hold on.
Right.
Matilda.
Oh yeah. Go on.
There's that aeroplane one. What's it called? I don't know if I'm even. I don't even know that if that wrote by Roald Dahl.
Aeroplane one.
There's a boy.
Well, there is one called Boy, which is a Roald Dahl book. But
what?
There is a book called Boy, which is a Roald Dahl book. But
I think
you just fluked that name, I think.
I didn't even know that was a book.
Terrible. So there you go. There's your. And which book would you recommend, Matt, for everyone to read? If you had to make a recommendation on when your favourite book was.
The Christmas Saurus.
The Christmas Saurus?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that book. Who's that by?
I think it's someone like called Tom Fletcher.
Right. And what's it about?
It's about these dinosaurs who, like, they go to, like, it's like the end of the world, like, in the dinosaur period.
Mm.
And this egg gets dropped.
Right.
And, like, if a couple thousand years later, Santa and his elves like start mining it.
Yeah, like, mine an egg.
No, they start mining, and then they find the egg, and then like a dinosaur comes.
Yeah,
I've not read the whole book though. Like a dinosaur comes, and like Santa takes care of it until it hatches, and when it hatches, it's still good.
Right.
Like he still takes care of it. And then, like, there's this hunter who, like, he tries to, kill the dinosaur. And there's, like, this man who doesn't like to take Christmas decorations down because he loves Christmas.
Sorry, that's how I'd fallen asleep.
He loves
it was going on forever.
He loves Christmas.
Have we finished yet? It feels like it's Christmas.
No, there's about 400 pages.
Oh, I can't be doing with 400 more pages of that. Not the rate you're reviewing it. Blinking heck.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, you know what we should do?
What?
We should play the yes no game where you can't say yes or no.
Okay.
Should we do it?
I think we should.
Very good. All right, so here we go. The yes-no game with Matthew. Are we ready?
Height.
No, you can't say that.
What?
You can't say that. I'm not allowing height. That means yes.
Fine.
So, okay. Are we ready?
Oh.
Are we ready?
I am.
All right. Okay, so.
Am I allowed to think on questions?
No, you got to be quick. You got to. Answer.
Okay.
You ready?
I just cracked my thumb. I am ready.
Why are you cracking your thumb?
I don't know. I just went like that.
Is it sore?
No.
Oh, he said no.
I hate you. You didn't say so. Are we ready? Right, we're starting again.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
All right, here we go then. So, is your name Matthew?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
All right, where'd you go to school? Do you go to school?
I do.
Are you sure?
I am.
With your friends?
Obviously.
Who's your favourite friend?
Freddy?
Yeah. You said yeah?
one of my favourite friends did leave on the last day.
Oh, you just said yeah? You're rubbish at it.
You just said yeah.
I wasn't playing the game. I was doing the questions.
Okay, I'll give you questions.
All right.
Is your name Scott?
Might be.
Is it?
Might be.
Is it?
It is.
I'm not allowing might be anymore.
It is.
Where do you go to work?
I go to work.
Where?
Not telling you. It's a secret.
I'm not allowing that. Where do you go?
I'm not telling you. It's a secret.
Why?
Because
okay.
It is.
I'm running out of questions already.
Blinking heck, Matt. You're no game show host, are you? I thought we were playing...
Is Dad annoying?
Is Matt annoying?
Is Dad annoying?
What?
Is Dad annoying? Answer it.
Answer it.
Answer it.
I'm just having a look at your mouth there, Matt. Have all your teeth come out?
Not all of them. I've lost about six.
Have you lost six?
Yeah.
When was the last one you lost? It was about a few weeks back, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, me and that would pretend to be boxing and then he punched me in the mouth.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
It rubbled. He didn't mean to.
You were pretend boxing?
Yeah, and he punched me in the mouth. Hmm. It still has like a mini gap.
Hmm. Right. So, anyway. Boys will be boys. So, anyway, what else have we got to do, Matt? Any song reviews this week? Any new film reviews? What about The Storyteller? We watched that the other day, didn't we?
No.
The Heartless Giant we watched.
The Simpsons.
No, but what the other day we watched The Heartless Giant.
Okay.
Are you going to review that?
I don't know.
Bloody hell. What do you mean you don't know? We watched it about 2 weeks
it's
ago.
It's the challenge.
Is it?
I can't say or, you know.
We're not doing it now.
What?
We've moved on.
No, my brother's played this trick on me before. If I say that those two words, he would go beep, and I'm like.
If you say what or what?
I don't have to. No.
You just said no. So you've just lost anyway. Right. Where are you going now?
Why did I say no?
Don't know. You just said it again. Right. So I think about this point, Matt, we'll wrap it up for this week.
Okay, bye.
What do you say?
Okay, bye.
So that's me and Matt signing off. Episode 8, done and dusted. See you later.
Hoi.